Welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're going to unpack the IMAG Special Morocco Dental Expo 2025 publication together. Our aim, to really pull out the essential information and key insights about, you know, the current state and future of Moroccan dentistry. Think of this as your shortcut to understanding a rapidly changing sector.
Absolutely. This issue of IMAG, it paints a really fascinating picture. We see a profession kind of caught between quickly adopting new technologies and, well, the ongoing challenges of access to care for a big part of the population. So our discussion today will really explore these core dynamics that are reshaping the dental landscape in Morocco.
Right. And just to give you a sense of what we'll cover, we've identified about a dozen major themes from this publication. We'll look at the coexistence of advancements like artificial intelligence and 3D printing alongside those access issues. We'll touch on the rise of eco-dentistry, the growing interest in dental tourism, and the crucial debate around universal healthcare coverage for dental care, the CMU Dentaire.
We'll also get into the increasing recognition of the link between mental health and smile aesthetics. That's something getting more attention now. And we'll look at changing trends in orthodontics, especially among older adults, the potential emergence of smart dental prosthetics, and the impact of stress and bruxism that's involuntary teeth grinding or clenching on oral health.
And there's still more. We'll discuss the evolving role of women in Moroccan dentistry, the lasting effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on practices, the idea of a digital dental passport for all Moroccans, and finally, the vital role of humanitarian dentistry in reaching underserved communities. So let's dive in. The editorial in this special issue really highlights a pivotal moment for Moroccan dentistry. What was your first takeaway reading that intro?
Well, the thing that immediately hits you is the explicit acknowledgement of this kind of dual reality. On one hand, you've got this wave of tech innovations, AI, 3D printing, teledentistry promising to transform the profession. But on the other hand, the situation on the ground is that access to even basic care is still a huge challenge, especially, you know, in rural areas.
Yeah.
The editorial really stresses that in 2025, we have to go beyond just stating the problems and really analyze these changes deeply.
Yeah, that duality really comes through in the article on artificial intelligence in dentistry. It talks about concrete applications already being used in some modern clinics, like interpreting x-rays or planning orthodontic treatments. It's quite something, isn't it? How AI can spot anomalies so quickly.
What's really interesting there is the potential for AI to sort of support the practitioner, to free them up, to focus more on the human side of care. Things like conversational AI and teleconsultation, you know, remote dental consultations could make care more accessible for patients far away and maybe even lighten the load for dentists.
But the article also points out the limits, the hurdles to widespread adoption, the high initial cost of these technologies, the need for specialized training, and, well, the digital infrastructure that's still lacking in some regions. Those are major breaks. And that's not even mentioning the fundamental ethical questions raised by automating diagnosis.
Exactly. This shift towards augmented dentistry brings up a critical question. How do we make sure it doesn't become dehumanized dentistry? AI has to remain a tool serving the practitioner and the patient. It can't replace clinical judgment or that crucial trust between caregiver and patient. You really need a proactive policy for training and gradual integration to prevent AI from just worsening the existing inequalities.
Okay, let's switch gears to another important issue. Eco-dentistry. The article highlights the significant resource consumption and waste generation in dental practices. It's something you don't always think about immediately.
No, you don't. And what's striking is the amount of single-use materials used every day, plus the water and energy for sterilization and radiography. The article also shines a light on the problem of recycling dental amalgam containing mercury, an environmental issue that's often underestimated.
Thankfully, we are seeing initiatives emerge for more environmentally friendly dental practices. Some dentists are adopting simple measures like reducing paper use or sorting waste. And greener technologies like low-consumption autoclaves or digital radiography are also developing.
What's encouraging is this gradual increase in awareness and the commitment from some professionals. However, the article does point out barriers to wider adoption, particularly the higher initial cost of eco-friendly equipment and the lack of a well-developed local supply chain. Some institutional support could really play a key role in speeding up this transition to more sustainable dentistry.
Another interesting theme covered is dental tourism in Morocco. The article describes it as an expanding sector, attracting foreign patients with more competitive costs and the quality of professionals.
Yeah, what's fascinating there is the economic potential for Morocco. The country's attractiveness, combined with quality dental care at affordable prices, that's a definite comparative advantage. However, the article warns about the lack of regulation and an official framework to oversee this activity. This tension between attracting foreign revenue and ensuring quality standards for both international and local patients, that's a critical policy challenge for Morocco, balancing economic growth with health responsibility.
And that's a crucial point. Without a recognized quality label or specific regulations, there's a risk of, well, abusive commercial practices and a lack of transparency for patients coming from abroad. The dental unions also voice concerns about a potential race to bottom on prices, which could harm the quality of care offered to everyone.
You know, if Morocco could structure this sector smartly, really emphasizing the quality of care and maybe creating a distinctive label like a Moroccan smile brand, dental tourism could become a real asset for the country's medical diplomacy, while also generating significant income. The article even mentions the possibility of regional dental collaboration with sub-Saharan African countries.
Let's talk about a major public health issue now, implementing universal dental care coverage, CMU Dentaire, in Morocco. The article highlights a worrying reality where access to dental care remains a luxury for a significant part of the population.
It's quite shocking, actually, to see that in a country like Morocco, people can still suffer severely, even die, from dental problems due to lack of access to proper care. The current mandatory health insurance only covers a limited portion of necessary treatments, leaving most costs for the patients to bear.
And this situation creates blatant inequalities, hitting children from modest families, the elderly, and people in rural areas particularly hard. The article stresses that establishing dental CMU would mean recognizing that oral health is an essential part of overall health and a significant social investment.
Of course, the question of funding such a reform is paramount. The article explores various avenues, like integrating it into the broader social protection generalization reform, or creating a fund specifically for dental care, getting mutual insurance funds and the private sector involved, along with incorporating a prevention-focused approach, would be key elements for the success of a dental CMU.
Another fascinating aspect discussed in the publication is the increasingly recognized link between mental health and dental aesthetics. A growing number of patients are consulting not because of physical pain, but due to feeling unwell about their dental appearance.
What's interesting there is seeing how smile aesthetics can profoundly impact self-confidence and psychological well-being. Treatments like teeth whitening, veneers, or invisible orthodontics can help patients regain a positive self-image and improve their overall quality of life.
The article highlights the growing role of dentists as attentive listeners, able to acknowledge their patients' psychological distress. However, it also warns against purely aesthetic drifts and the need to establish boundaries when facing sometimes excessive demands.
It's crucial to move beyond a purely consumerist view of dental care. Restoring a smile isn't just about selling an appearance. It can potentially heal a deep emotional wound. The article emphasizes how important it is for practitioners to develop skills in the psychological approach to the patient.
Surprisingly, orthodontics for older adults is a growing trend in Morocco, as the publication reveals. It's not just for teenagers anymore.
What's remarkable here is the shift in mindset and motivations. Beyond functional reasons like chewing problems or preparing for a prosthesis, many adults want to improve their appearance and regain a more harmonious smile. Orthodontics isn't age-limited anymore.
Technological advances, like clear aligners, make these treatments more discreet and comfortable for older patients. However, the article notes this trend is still relatively quiet in Morocco, often due to some apprehension about what others might think. It's important to break this taboo and affirm that oral well-being has no age limit. Aging with a complete functional smile is a sign of dignity and self-care.
The publication also gives us a glimpse into the future with the presentation of smart dental prostheses. We're moving from simple mechanical replacements to potentially connected adaptive devices. What's fascinating here is the integration of digital tech in prosthesis design and manufacturing, thanks to 3D scanning and 3D printing. Some companies are even developing prostheses capable of measuring chewing pressure or detecting inflammation. And 3D printing holds potential for improving accessibility by allowing local, possibly lower-cost production. But the article stresses the need for proper training to ensure this technology doesn't just become an expensive gadget.
A modern ailment, bruxism, is also covered. This involuntary grinding or clenching of teeth is increasingly seen as a physical manifestation of stress. What's concerning is the rise in bruxism cases, even among young adults with no prior history. The post-COVID context and digital hyperconnectivity seem to be amplifying this disorder. The article even mentions a statistical correlation between high screen time and increased bruxism in adolescence.
The main challenge is that bruxism is often unconscious, so patients discover the damage too late. The practitioner's role is crucial in early detection and fitting protective mouthguards. However, the article insists on the need for a multidisciplinary approach, including stress management and sleep hygiene. Bringing back the smile also means learning to release tension, both literally and figuratively. More and more dentists in Morocco are integrating this psychological dimension into their practice.
The role of women in Moroccan dentistry is another prominent point in this publication. They are increasingly numerous and skilled, but inequalities persist.
What's encouraging is the rapid feminization of the profession. Nearly 60% of recent dental surgery graduates are now women. However, this feminization isn't yet fully reflected in leadership positions or within regulatory bodies. Private practice, which is very common, demands total availability, which can be hard to reconcile with family responsibilities that still fall mainly on women. Despite this, a new generation of women dentists is emerging, determined to change things. It's essential to move from mere presence to full recognition of women in the profession by implementing mentorship programs, female leadership training, and better consideration of work-life balance. The article raises a relevant question about the low representation of women heading dental faculties in Morocco.
The COVID-19 pandemic permanently transformed dental practices, and the publication explores these changes. Stronger hygiene measures and accelerated digitalization are among the most visible consequences.
What's striking is the increased professionalization of hygiene protocols, now standardized and often demanded by patients. Teledentistry and digital tools also saw considerable growth, improving access to care, especially in rural areas. The pandemic also made patients more aware of the importance of oral health and changed the caregiver-patient relationship, with increased demand for transparency and listening. However, these changes came at a cost for practices, and structural support might be needed to help them adapt continuously. One important lesson from the pandemic is the awareness of risks related to dental aerosols, opening new research avenues for low-emission treatment instruments.
Finally, the publication touches on the idea of a digital oral health passport for every Moroccan. It might seem a distant vision, but it's an appealing idea for improving traceability and care coordination.
What's promising here is the potential for such a system to centralize care history, facilitate treatment follow-up, and strengthen prevention initiatives. It could also promote better inclusion of populations in remote areas through teledentistry. Of course, implementing such a system poses considerable challenges regarding data standardization, privacy protection, and training healthcare professionals. However, Morocco has already made significant strides in digitalizing the health sector, and extending this to dentistry would be notable progress. A digital dental passport will never replace the essential human contact between patient and practitioner, but it could streamline the care pathway and modernize oral healthcare management in Morocco.
One last crucial point addressed is humanitarian dentistry. Faced with inequalities in access to care, remarkable initiatives are carried out by dentists, associations, and students for the most vulnerable communities.
What's admirable here is the commitment of these professionals providing essential care in regions where access is extremely limited. The conditions encountered are often severe, and the impact of these humanitarian missions is immense, going far beyond simple dental treatment to strengthen the social fabric. These missions often rely on volunteering and limited resources. The article highlights the need for institutional recognition and support to sustain these actions and integrate them into a national strategy for dental health equity. The idea of a mobile dental faculty to train future dentists directly in the field is particularly inspiring.
Caring for those far from healthcare centers isn't charity. It's the very foundation of the health mission. These humanitarian initiatives are an essential pillar for ensuring more equitable access to dental care in Morocco.
Absolutely. This deep dive into the current state and future prospects of Moroccan dentistry, seen through the lens of this special publication, has been truly fascinating. It's clear this is a dynamic sector facing major challenges, but also holding immense potential for innovation and improving access to care for everyone.
Right. So, thinking about the potential of technologies like AI and digital records to bridge existing gaps, what other unexpected intersections might we see shaping the future of healthcare, both in Morocco and globally? And, you know, what role might individual awareness and demand play in driving these systemic changes? Something to think about.